It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She pulled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital H. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast or leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient made, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
Wait. Turn my headphones up. Louder.
Character. Money matrimony, yeah, they tryna break the marriage up. Who gon' act phony or who gon' try to embarrass ya? I'ma need a day off, I think I called Ferris up.
Bueller had a Mueller, but I switched it for a Miele, cause I'm richer. And prior to this, we was moving freebase.
Had a conference with the DJs, yeah. Puerto Rico 3 days.
Polly with the PDs, now they got us just on replay.
Sorry I'm in pajamas, but I just get off the PJ. And last party we had, they shut down Privé.
Ain't that where the heat play?
Yep.
Tape ballers these days.
Yep. Ain't that like LeBron James?
Ain't that just like D-Wade? Wait.
What's up,
where my money at? You gon' make me come down to your house where your mommy at? Mommy wrap the kids, have them crying for they mommy back. Tell me that your daddy is, tell him I just want my racks.
Racks on racks on racks,
racks.
Maybachs on backs on backs on backs on backs.
Who in that?
Oh, shit, it's just blacks on blacks on blacks. 100 stack.
How you kidding?
Galean raps on tracks.
I wish I could get you this feeling. I'm planking on a million. I'm riding through your hood. You can bet I ain't got no ceiling.
Made a left on Nostrand Ave.
Right.
We in Bed-Stuy.
Made a right on 79th. I'm coming down South Shore Drive.
I would main Chi-Town.
Brooklyn to I die.
Take him on.
Hello, good afternoon, people. You are listening to Motivation Station, the Hawk Radio, the official station of Hillsborough Community College here in Tampa, Florida. I am your host, the lovely Lynn. Welcome to the show. Guys, it's been a journey, but I'm here, and I want to be giving you good topics, motivational subjects, and just give you a little bit of inspiration for your day. It's a lovely day here in Tampa. The weather is currently 82 degrees. It's very nice. Very, very, very warm. Very nice to be able to get out and enjoy your afternoon if you can. We're going to kick this show off with one of my favorites, Jill Scott. You know, I'm trying to live like it's golden. And let's get started.
I'm taking my freedom, pulling it off the shaft.
Yes, and that was Jill Scott's, one of my favorite artists, Living Your Life Like It's Golden. And again, you are listening to Motivation Station at Hawk Radio, and it's the official station for Hillsborough Community College, again, here in Tampa, Florida. And I am your host, the lovely Lynn. And we got a good couple of good segments coming up for you. This is pretty much my first show, really, and I'm trying to, you know, find my way, so please offer me a little grace as we get through what we're trying to do today. I hope everyone's having a great day. And one of the things that I want to discuss, a couple of the topics, you know, is really about me. I did 21 and a half years in the United States Air Force, proud of that. And I've traveled all over. You know, I've enjoyed my time in that career field. You know, I did some deployments, and just going back to, you know, some of the decisions, you know, why I went in the military and why it's been a big blessing in my life. It was a decision where, you know, when I was in college, going to school, you know, things got hard, and, you know, I've never considered myself a military chick, as we would say, and yeah, it was a decision that I made, and honestly, it was the best decision for me. You know, I met a lot of great people, went up the scale in the rank system, and retired a few years back. And I'm trying a new career. I'm trying a new career thing. You know, when I first started, I always didn't know where I wanted to be, and I basically said, hey, you know, I'm going to try this out, and tried to get stationed on the East Coast. And, you know, if you know anything about the military, there's something called a dream sheet, and you get to dream of where you would like to be. But most branches, the Air Force is always their needs come first. And I ended up in California, and so it was the best base that I could have ever had and been able to actually go see and do. And I tried to get Tampa, Florida, and I begged to get Tampa, Florida, and initially, and I had an opportunity to come to Tampa, which is MacDill Air Force Base, and they the person that was going to swap with me in school, you get a chance to swap, you know, locations, and we agreed. She was my roommate, and we agreed to swap choices. And so she said, yes, if you get Florida, we'll swap, and or if I get California, we'll swap. And when the orders came down, she had exactly that. She had MacDill, and I had Travis Air Force Base in California. And I'm like, hey, you know, let's swap. And she changed her mind, and I was pretty devastated, but it turned out to be one of the best decisions that could have happened. And you know, I truly believe your life is already predestined to go where it needs to go and things that you want to do. I'm trying a new thing, getting back in school and trying to do a little career change. You know, just after you've done different things and been exposed to different academics and different places, you want to do something that is uplifting spiritually and fun. That's why I went towards radio broadcasting, which was something that was interesting to me and outside the norm. My background is HR and Health Services Administration. And so this is totally different. I'm excited. It's kind of new. So far, so good. Just want to let people know that, you know, being motivated is kind of recreating yourself, you know, generating things in your life that, you know, when you feel stagnant. You know, I'm married. I have three adult children. And I always tell them that there's no comfort in being comfortable. There's no, let me change that. There's no growth in comfort. And so when you're too comfortable, you know, you're not tapping into different potential that you may have. That's why I like to, you know, try to motivate people and try to uplift people and let people know that there's more ways than one to skin a cat. And no matter your age, you know, there's still something in you that if you get an opportunity to tap into it and see if it works out good for you. So, a good show that I'm trying to get started. You know, my first part of my show is definitely just explaining to you about, you know, my career, a little bit of my background, you know, places that I have traveled, you know, just thinking about the military as a whole. If you got a child that's thinking about the military, and of course, you know, since I've retired, there's a lot of things that's changed as far as, you know, what the military world is. A lot of rules and regulations that weren't allowed when I was in is allowed now. It's a great place to start if, you know, you're having struggle trying to figure out where you want to be and what do you want to be when you grow up kind of thing. And so, you know, with students here, even at HCC and anywhere, you can do both. You can go to school, you can get a career in the military, and, you know, have some security until you figure out what it is that you want to be. It's a great place to start. So, with that being said, I'm just going to kind of move along with some of the exposure that I had. You know, I never thought I would be in a position where I was working at Air Combat Command at Langley Air Force Base in Virginia, where I actually got to, you know, dialogue and be a part of headquarters and the Pentagon and all these big wigs. And I never thought I'd see myself there, you know, and things constantly shift and change in my life where, you know, I was a part of BRAC, which is unit builds and unit moves and changes, where, you know, airframes move from one location to the next. And I got to travel in a lot of the country and go TDY to locations that I never thought I'd been and had an opportunity to visit. And it was pretty nice. It was pretty nice. So that's it about me in a nutshell. I'm here in Tampa and I enjoy it. I hope everybody is getting through the past two hurricanes that hit here. And my heart go out and prayers go out to people who are still suffering from the storms. I wish you well and tap into your local resources to seek for help and FEMA and anything located around Tampa that can help you get back on your feet. You know, just know that things do change. The sun shines again, obviously, today, and you can rebuild. And, you know, when you're at the bottom, the only place is up. So you can go up, that is. So we're going to move along, and now I'm going to listen to one of the songs. And the song is, you know, Eminem, Lose Yourself. And, you know, I contribute that back to me just thinking about things in life. And when I was even in a PT test, for crying out loud, I would listen to this song because it's so motivating, and he taps into a place for me. You know, I can say that, you know, get up and get moving and just dig deeper and find your way. So here is Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted. One moment, would you capture it? Would you just let it slip.
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choked, he's so mad, but he won't give up. He won't have it, he knows. His whole back to these ropes, it don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows. When he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody, better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose his health in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, you better lose his health in the music, the moment you own it. We move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over. These d- is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows. He's grown farther from home, he's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These fools don't want him no more, he's cold product. They moved on to the next mo who flows. Nose dove and sold nada. So the soap opera is told. It unfolds, I suppose. It's old partner, but the beat goes on. Da 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 da. You better lose yourself in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a change what you call rage. Tear this and roof off like two dogs caged. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage, but I kept priming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5, and I can't provide the right type of life for my family, cause man, these food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no no Mekhi Pfeiffer. This is my life, and these times are so hard, and it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, teeter's all caught up between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming on her too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony's gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only option, failure's not. Mama love you, but this trail has got to go. I cannot grow old. Feet fail me not, this may be the only opportunity that I got. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better.
Welcome back, and that was Eminem, Lose Yourself. And again, this is Lovely Hill Motivation Station here at Hawk Radio Live. And we were talking in the previous segment about me, a little bit about me and my background and who I am, and just want to motivate people and give a little inspirational message of motivation is always going to be a part of my genre here. And so to move, to kick that off, to start in that area, you know, I used to get these daily motivators, and by Ralph Marston. You know, it's a daily thing to think about. It gives you food for thought and different areas of motivation. So today's topic is treasures remain. And it says various circumstances and experience come and go. Yet the treasures you gain in living through them remain with you always. Every day is your chance to accumulate more such treasures. With each encounter and experience, you can add lasting richness to your life. Though the moments and even the memories fade, that richness remains. And on the top of that, you can even more, add even more. As such, your days, your hours, and your choices all carry great consequence, for they are loaded with potential treasures. Each bit of life has value, not only when you live it, but long afterwards. Remind yourself to give every moment respect, consideration, love, and the care it deserves. Right now, there are new treasures you can bring in your life that will stay with you always. Imagine what you can be. Act on them and make them real. And that's Ralph Marston, if you want to look him up and see your daily motivators. We used to get those, you know, every morning at work when I was active duty. And it kind of re-engages your mindset on, you know, what matters the most. And always know that there's a bright side to everything. And you just try to dig into that, more or less. A lot of things with people being motivated, it's a lot of, you know, study out there about motivation. And I think attitude is everything. I believe in your attitude dictates so much. And a part of the attitude is your motivation, and you constantly have to, you know, because life be life, and life happens. And so I'm not motivated to get up in the morning. I'm not motivated to deal with the stress today. And we all deal with it, including me. You know, I'm still, you know, trying to find my way, and I have to constantly motivate. And so there was a study that was done. The National Association of Academic and Student Athlete Development Professionals, they said the four M's of motivation, and they developed the four M's. The model presents a strategic method for professionals to use their student athlete that may assist them in developing this mindset. And the four M's were mission, move, momentum, and mindset. And, you know, it basically explains during the mission stage, they would develop and set goals to support, you know, their mission. And so, you know, we always need to, you know, set goals for ourselves, even if it's one that you don't feel you can attain, you know. Just set a goal. There was a thing that we received while we were in the military, and one of the things that kind of like, you know, making tasks for yourself, and they said the best goal of every morning is to make your bed. And I'm like, get out of here, you know. Like, if you get up in the morning and you make your bed up, it's going to get you task motivated. So you can get up in the morning, you make your bed, and then you completed a task that you probably really don't like. Or if you're OCD and you like making your bed every day, then it's nothing to you. But for people who, you know, try to jumpstart their morning, is something as simple as making the bed. And honestly, you know, since I've been retired, that's not been a forte of mine. So, you know, I said, you know what, I'm going to try it. And so I actually started trying it, and I actually felt accomplished. You know, I felt like, wait a minute, I can just make my bed up and actually get up and start a task for myself. And then next thing you know, I was completing other little small tasks that would annoy me just sitting there watching it just sit there and sit there and sit there. And next thing you know, I'm actually
accomplishing things that has been sitting around for a while, and just it's not going to do it themselves. It got to, you know, you're going to have to put some action behind it. So I thought that was kind of cool. You know, so if you ever find yourself like demotivated in the morning, and you know, you want to just jumpstart that motivational piece of you, you can just start by making your bed. Or if it's not making your bed, do something you normally don't do as far as completing the task, and go from there. My boss used to call it, she had a thing for us when, you know, she would sit down with us and tell us about something called Take Five. And I can't believe I'm repeating it, but it actually works also. If you see something that's annoying you, you take 5 minutes to fix it up. You take 5 minutes to clean up your room, or just one area of your room, and you will feel accomplished, and you'll be motivated to do more, and you'll be like, oh, that's off my plate. And, you know, if you're like me, a lot of people put a lot of taskers in their mind, a digital tasker, and it's constant, like, okay, let me get this done, let me get that done, let me do this, let me do that, and you don't actually get half of it done. You maybe get one or two, but if you just do one a day, you will find yourself motivated to do more. You know, I heard there was 2 weeks of consistent behavior to change a habit. That's not great for you. So if you start and you say, I'm going to stick to this for 2 weeks, it actually changes your algorithm to basically your internal algorithm to basically keep doing it, because it brings you some type of good feeling, like the serotonin and dopamine. You know, you want a good feeling out of something. So definitely try to find something new for yourself to do. So I wonder, you know, if anybody out there, you know, is listening, and hopefully anything that I'm telling you right now can benefit yourself and enjoying this topic, belaboring this one. We're just going to keep giving little nuggets, and hopefully you guys can take some of them and apply them to your life. Okay, well, we're going to move along. We're going to take another break right now, and we're going to go into a new song. I guess, you know, a lot of people kind of like. It's been a hit on the radio. And it's a little kind of funk. I kind of like it. It's called Million Dollar Baby by Tommy Richmond. So I hope you guys are enjoying it, and I'll be back shortly.
City is mine. I ain't never represent. could now. Always sleep right. Do what I could now.
Well, I... Put your picture on my mirror. blush when somebody says your name. In my stomach there's a pain. See you walk in my direction, I go the other way. I start to stutter when I speak. Try to stand but my knees go weak. What's happening to me? In the dark, can you tell me what it means? I lay my head on my pillow, staring out the window, wishing a star for a sign. It's the reason why. Up in the zone, I get nervous when you call, so I say I'm not home. I see your face and I hear my favorite song. Should I send an email at home? You're the number one topic on the phone. I wonder if you know, or do you have a clue? Yeah, I lay my head on my pillow. You got me staring out the window. We're showing a star for a sign. What's the reason why?
Listening to Hawk Radio, Hillsborough Community College.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 2 Chainz.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene, but my roof gone. When I leave the scene, bet your boot gone. And I beat the beat like a new song. 2 Chainz, but I got me a few on. Everything hot, skip Luke Wong. Tell a shot to bust it open, Uncle Luke gone. Got a present for the present and a gift wrapping. I don't feel good, but my nigga happy. But the stripper happy. But they wish it had me. And I wish a wore like a kitchen cabinet. And me and you are cut from a different fabric. I fucked it so good, it's a bad habit. Damn. Sit down, you got a bad addict. Gave her the wrong number and a bad addict. Bro. You ain't going nowhere like a bad navvy. So big, I told her, look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Then I put a fat rabbit on a crap medic. I am so high, addict. I am so high like a addict. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different, yeah, I'm different.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my cellar messing. 2 Chainz, got your girl on the celly. And when I get off the celly, I made her meet at the telly. When she meet at the telly, I put it straight in her belly. When it go in her belly, it ain't, you can tell me, hair long, money long. Me and broke, we don't get along. Hair long, money long. Me and broke, we'll get along. I paid $1,000 for my sneakers. They told you $100K for a feature. Sound on the bed. Beat it up, then I get some hair. Well, I might get some hair. Then I beat it up, I don't give a switch it up, deliver it up. Yeah, it's going down, so get up. Might valet park a Brinks truck.
Mother on that beat.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Pull up to the scene with my cellar missing. Middle finger up to my competition. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my cellar messing.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this. We still in this. We still in this. We still in this. We just turn this shit up loud and buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this.
Pull up in that automatic cook up. Be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake up, put up. Got all these pounds. I work out, I'm doing cool. Just Bobby Banders in the building. Pop that, throw up, put up in the air. One time for an n like me with a squad like this. With a team so strong and the flow so cold. Ain't nothing but some bad, bad in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it, bitch.
We in it, bitch.
They think they seeing me. But they ain't seen. Girls on the pole yelling, make me rich. Yeah. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me, nothing can't tell me. All in my zone, all on my own. Yeah. Open that pack, yeah. Rolling that strong. And we still up in this. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this.
Meals on my ride. You kept me swerving all of your side of town. Don't kill my vibe. Don't blow my high, just blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly. Yo, baby daddy, dear, respect me, black, yeah, I. That no lie. I'm on my square, blowing circles in the air. Heard that purple, I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Bullet semen. I'm so rich, so all that what you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get cute off in it, bitch. I spent meals all in this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, stealing it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You picking that stuff, can't touch it, G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing, G. I'm in my zone, don't fuck on me, aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this.
We still in this. We still in this. We still in this. We just turn this shit up loud. Buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this.
Juicy J stay in the club. Me and all my D and all my D. All these bad all this free liquor. Surrounded by so many women, one of these might be your wife. She looking for a that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I stay stunned. Low key, I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic Rich. I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash. Got a new crib with a weed lab. Crisp bills, I need that. Yo team with a freak set. 100 deep in VIP.
that swallow my babies. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clippers, I'm faded.
Trippy.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this. We still in this. We still in this. We still in this. We just turn this shit up loud and buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this.
Like a bunch of
there were.
Pull up in a new Rari. Living like John got it.
Come on.
Chopping like karate. Drink a bunch of
drink.
Serving to the
they smoke.
Blowing money, stay clean.
Free
Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. Got a Panamera, Rana, young, what hit?
Porsche.
Got a young view, pull it up, in a V. Smoke a lot of coupe, and I have a lot of seat. Had to beat the grind up, ran